This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, quick. Folks, welcome to Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, remember, I wanted to talk about lines between church and state, the myth, okay? And I also wanted to talk about Romans 13. So when I get callers, I got to address callers. That's first and foremost, because this is your show, okay, friends? So just so you know, I want to stick to what I say that I'm going to do before the end of the show. But, you know, like my mom said, I'm a long-winded kid. And I don't know why, but it just kind of came about that way, and there's probably a purpose for it. But folks, really quick, before we get rolling, I just wanted to tell you something just popped up on the screen, and it didn't surprise me at all. I was so humored by this. Now, if you guys have been watching the debates, you guys have seen how Bush has been tanking majorly. Majorly. Okay? He's not even a legitimate candidate. His mama doesn't even want him to run for president. And by the way, neither do I. And if my mom was alive, she'd probably say, neither do I. But folks, interestingly enough, CNN today, just put out their contrived, created polls out of thin air, okay? And they found out that Donald Trump is ahead 23.929%, okay? Jeb Bush is close behind Donald Trump. Really? Really? Folks, do you remember how bad he was doing and how bad he is doing? Now, for some reason, CNN has him at the number two spot with 11.500. How did that happen? I'll tell you how it happened. Amber Lyon, who is a journalist who worked for CNN, just so you understand how polls are contrived, friends, not all of them, but you better bet your bottom dollar when it's coming from the state-controlled media, they have to get Bush or they have to get Hill of Beans into office somehow, friends. Okay? But keep in mind, Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, said that she was ordered to report fake stories. This is a CNN poll. She was told to delete unfriendly stories adverse to, at this time, the Obama administration, and to construct stories, I said stories, not facts, in specific manners while working for CNN. Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, who had the internal fortitude and who has the internal fortitude of 100 men to come forward and let the American people know who this organization or this company is and what they're all about, she said that CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She said, during this time, the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Well, what about Jeb Bush? See, folks, if we would pull the curtain back on these news outlets, you wouldn't let it slide and you'd see how this works. And it's nothing new under the sun. But I just wanted to let you know, according to CNN, friends, Donald Trump is ahead, but close behind is none other than Jeb Bush, who nobody, their mom, their cat, their parakeet, or even their gerbil takes serious. But for some reason, old Jebby over there, man, he's doing great. He's right behind Donald Trump. Isn't it amazing how that works? See, folks, it only goes as far as to you believe what they say. And the fact of the matter is, this is a bunch of hooey. It's garbage. It's straight up lies. I just wanted to share that with you. I seen it. I started to laugh and I thought, you have got to be kidding me. No, folks, these people don't have any shame. You need to understand the controlled media. that they're prideful people. They're very prideful people. And my Bible tells me pride comes before a fall. I just want to help bring about the fall by giving you the truth. Because then and only then are they going to have to deal with the truth. And we've heard before, William Cullen Bryant said that truth crushed to the earth will rise again. Yes, it is on the rise again because there's a lot of people, friends, that are willing to give it to you right now. But you got to get behind the truth and go along with the truth. So, in saying all that, to say this, let's get over to Romans chapter 13. And folks, before I do that, keep in mind, we got a brand new affiliate, and it's a college town. And they're being inundated with lies by their professors, and I'm sure that I'm stirring this little town up right now. But I've already exposed the lie concerning and the myth concerning lines between church and state. If there is an erected wall, they're barring the government from what they're doing today. But the phrase lines between church and state has been brought about by yours truly, the ACLU. Well, if you remember the first call that we had, we also heard from an individual that claimed to be a Christian, and he was talking about government and how our government is tyrannical. And I want people to understand that before I get rocking on Romans chapter 13 here, I just want you to go to Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Because this shuts down the argument that says, well, we need to submit to government no matter what they do and no matter what they say. No, we're all ruled by the same law. We're all ruled by the same lawgiver. There's no exemptions. Okay? We're all ruled by the same law. The Supreme Court, the President of the United States, the judicial branch, the legislative branch, friends, we're all ruled by the same law. Did that get in there? I just want to make sure. Chapter 12, verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Church, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I'll say it one more time. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So are we to submit to government that acts out of their scope of authority? Absolutely not. We're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that throw off the Constitution. And that goes for practically anything in life. There are law abiders and there's law breakers. Just because someone sits up on a bench with a black robe on doesn't mean that they're good people. And that's exactly what we need in this country, are good people to enforce the laws that we have so we can get rid of man's 10,000 policies. Folks, it's interesting that when we hear about Romans chapter 13, you always hear the professed Christians retort, we Christians must submit to government. Any government, read your Bible and leave them alone, or words to that effect. And I want people to understand as well. What a statist will do, instead of submitting themselves to God, they'll submit to the tyrant that's in government because they don't know the difference. They have an evolutionary view of government, not a biblical view of government. And they'll be the first ones to say, let's go back to Kim Davis, the clerk who would not issue illegal licenses in the state of Kentucky. Well, you know, that's contempt. She can't do that. She's anti-gay. No, wait a second. The act of sodomy is illegal in this country. What do you mean she's anti-gay? You mean she's pro-America and she's enforcing the laws of our constitutional republic. Therefore, she's pro-constitutional. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, talking about Romans chapter 13. I had brought forth Romans 12, verse 21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And of course, they strain at the net and swallow that camel, don't they? Because what we're talking about is how the professed church in America says, well, what about Romans chapter 13? Whatever the government says goes. Really? Did that corruption that you're complaining about, did they give you rights or did God give you rights? And you have the obligation and duty to throw off corruption. And folks, I want to tell you firsthand here. You get good government, I will stand behind it 100%. Even men that are running for presidency right now, they say some good things and they do some good things. I will stand behind the good 100%. But where they act on it, folks, out of line, or again, if they overreach or if they act out of their scope of authority, I'll be the first one to stand against them. And that should be with every one of us in those that are listening, every one of us that are on this planet. We want to do everything in our power to please our Heavenly Father. Well, the way to do that is to follow the rule of law. As long as you're abiding by the laws of the land, there's no problem. Hey, folks, what do you think of a corrupt cop? Does he have a right to do the things that he does concerning his corruption? No, there's nothing worse than a corrupt cop, is there? But I'll tell you what, I got a lot of friends that are cops, and they're great guys. They're great guys. A lot of friends in the military. Hey, you know what? Great guys. A lot of friends in government. Great guys. Great women. I'll stand behind them 100% when they do the right thing. They do the wrong thing, I'll be the first one there to correct them because I love good government. God ordained government, Exodus 18:21. But those that serve we the people, folks, do not have a right to corrupt our system of government. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and we want that free flow of liberty to continue on. But that's the abiding of by the laws of the land, not to get outside of them, or to bend them a little bit, or to compromise them a little bit. folks. And I'll tell you what, we're seeing a whole lot of compromising from our representatives. And we all know what compromise is, friends, where two men get together and they agree on what they know, what they both know is wrong. Yeah, that's compromise. And that's exactly what they do. So getting back to Romans chapter 13, what we do is we see that a lot of these people that use this argument are sincere, but they're ignorant, friends. Because what they're doing is they're only repeating what they've heard from their pastor or their church leader. And on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some that use this argument, hey, you know, but what about, you know, chapter 13? Romans chapter 13, what about it? The only reason that they use the argument, friends, is because they're just plain lazy. They're apathetic and indifferent. In Romans chapter 13 is their escape from responsibility. So nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere but obviously misinformed, well, let's go over to Romans chapter 13. And I'll quote Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 7 from the Authorized King James text. Now listen carefully. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. So friends, who ordained the higher powers? God did. The powers that be are ordained of God. It tells us in Romans chapter 13, forgive me. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. Folks, your representatives are called ministers. And they are ministers of God to thee for good. But if thou shalt do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God. A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Conscience means with knowledge. And then he talks about, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Our taxes pay their wages. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Do our Christian friends who use these verses to teach that we should not oppose the president or any political leader really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do anything they want without opposition? And friends, guess who's teaching the masses of the people this very thing? It's the professed church that has forsaken God's moral law, that has failed to be the light when they're called to be the light that reproves the darkness. Ephesians 5. Hey, folks, I thought about this just the other day. What if the state said that they want to enact or reinstitute an old monarchical custom called prima nocta? That's law of the first night. That means the overseer of that town can have sexual rights to the woman that's about to be married. He gets her the first night before the man can marry her. Would that be lawful, friends? If the county clerk said, no, I'm not going to institute license to people like that that are going to go take another man's wife, would that be rebellion? Or would that be obedience, friends? Common sense comes into play here. What Kim Davis is doing in Kentucky is right on. When she said she's doing what she's doing according to God's authority, she is right on the smack because it's in accordance with our laws. In America, for those that don't know the difference and you've been paying attention too much to what Fox News has to say and their stupidity and their ignorance, ask them that are condemning Kim Davis, what law did she break? And this is the response you're going to get. You're not going to get one because she didn't break the law. She magnified the law against the crime. The state's trying to usurp authority over God's commandments. And the Bible tells us clearly, it's better to obey God than man. You want the wrath of God to abide upon you? Then go ahead and do what the state tells you to do at every turn, without question. I would say this, you're an absolute fool for not putting questions to those that are in authority. And you're even more of a fool if you don't take the time to read the law. Prima nocta, by the way, was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with the subject's bride or one of his magistrates on the first night of their marriage. So would our Christian brethren sheepishly say, well, Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government. Well, he'd probably say that unless, of course, it was his wife. See how that works, friends? See, we have forgotten, do unto others as we'd have them do unto ourselves. Would anybody respect any man who would submit to such a law? No, you know what's happening over in Kentucky concerning Kim Davis? She's receiving the approbation of the righteous throughout the land for doing the right thing. And I'm sorry to say it again, friends, but here we have another woman doing what a man is afraid to do. He's too busy watching the football game, watching a bunch of full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. Well, we have a woman of God standing up and obeying her heavenly Father. And she understands all the well that the fourth man does show up in the fire. She's saying right now, go ahead and do what you will with me because you are emboldening others to do the same thing. And guess what, friends? That's what they're trying to avoid right now. Read Philippians 1 and 2. So, friends, what I'm trying to say is there are limits to the authority. A father has authority in his home, but does that give him power to abuse his wife and children? Of course not. An employer has authority on the job, but does that give him power to control the private lives of his employees? Absolutely not. An overseer of a church has authority in the church, but does this give him power to tell his ministers or elders in his church as to how to run their own businesses on personal time? Of course not. So all human authority is limited in nature, not because no man has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of none other than no king but King Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. And by the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined according to the law. Not arbitrary. Folks, not what he thinks or not what he wants to create or legislate. Folks, you even have to question the legislative branch of government. They're legislating out the pith and marrow of law by creating policy that counters law. Think, folks, think. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And it always will be. Black is black and white is white. I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back, folks. We're talking about Romans chapter 13. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I really do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Six 582-9933. Again, breaking, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hillary Clinton campaign workers busted on video bragging about breaking election law. Whatever you can get away with, just do it, said one of her workers. You do need to understand that she is a Saul Alinsky disciple. There's no difference between her and the administration that America is complaining about today. You also need to keep in mind that Saul Alinsky's disciples, when they read Rules for Radicals, that the book is attributed and accredited to none other than Satan himself. And the Satanic Bible, the first quotation, the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what you want to do. And friends, they live accordingly. But keep in mind, Hillary Clinton's campaign also is leading the opposition. Isn't it interesting that she's not in jail yet? And yet 70% of the American people in this country believe that she rules above the law. No, she rules above your ignorance, America. Her and her husband should have been in prison back in the 70s. Ever since she has been on the political scene, friends, she has been busted time and time and time and time again for her crimes against we the people. And the state-controlled narrative is to try to attempt to set Hillary Clinton up as a legitimate candidate for the president of the United States. No, sir. It's all bought and paid for. Talking about Romans chapter 13, how we're to overcome evil with good, speaking of which. That's happening today, isn't it, friends? When you observe Romans chapter 13, you can see it clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its purpose. Rulers are not a terror to good works. And by the way, in this country, they're called representatives, not rulers. They are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. And notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. It has no power or authority to terrorize good people or good works. Why? Because God never gave him that authority. And any government that oversteps the divine boundary has no divine authority or protection. And folks, we've seen it time and time again concerning this current administration. Whistleblowers, this administration's attempt to prosecute. Reporters that were actually doing their job, they attempted to prosecute. I mean, folks, look what's going on with Planned Parenthood right now. The videos that have surfaced showing you out of their own mouths the crimes that they have committed, yet they're still there, America? This is your this is the line drawn in the sand with the mercy of God. Either today is the day to deal with Planned Parenthood lawfully and those that represent Planned Parenthood, or you can say goodbye to your mercy, friends, because judgment cometh. And you better bet your bottom dollar we're going to pay the price for the 57 million babies that the American people have tolerated to be murdered and slaughtered and beheaded and dismembered in the womb. Do you think, friends, for one moment, your government has the right to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb by simply calling it choice? Really? Do you think your government has any business whatsoever, friends? By the way, the government that God ordained to actually administer marriages between two men and two women, you have got to be kidding me. God condemns it. He calls it an abomination. Going back to Planned Parenthood, God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Giving your children over to the NEA and the sodomites, friends. God said that those that even touch the fatherless or his children, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. It's the church's job to pray forth judgment because that is the mercy of God in a time like ours. And I want to tell you something, friends. God is a good judge. And because he's good, he will administer judgment. And let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. And also read, when you get a moment, friends, Psalm chapter 9, verse 16. They'll be ensnared by the works of their own hands, the wicked will. Absolutely. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. A good job, when he shows forth mercy to a society, he deals with the criminal, doesn't he? You better bet your bottom dollar he does. Friends, again, notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people. Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. Civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. They have no authority to execute wrath upon them that doeth good. Kim Davis being thrown in jail over the weekend. The federal judge who usurped and overreached, friends, again, acting out of his scope of authority, should be the one that is impeached and incarcerated, friends. You heard me right. He violated his oath to God and to man. He has no business there whatsoever. But he did it anyways, and he did it because a good portion of the people in this country think that he had a right to do it. Ask him to show you the law. That's all, hey, folks, that's all Kim Davis is saying, is show me what law I broke. She didn't break any law. She's upholding the law. And I'll tell you what, folks, the best way to deal with liars is just simply tell the truth. The truth is like that lion that once you let him loose, he will defend himself. And oh boy, does he defend himself. So, Romans chapter 13 limits power and the reach of civil authority. Hey, folks, got a quick question for you. Did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Did Elijah on Mount Carmel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel for what? Departing from God? Did David violate God's principles of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul and his troops? That rebellious individual? Did Daniel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? No, he knew that God was above the king. As a matter of fact, it's God's law that makes the king. Did the three Hebrew children violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the image of the state? Nope. And guess what happened, friends? When they didn't bow, they didn't burn, God dealt with his enemies, and God's name was proclaimed as the living God. See how that works? Did Simon Peter and the other apostles violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to stop preaching on the streets of Jerusalem, or when they were thrown in prison and God sent forth angels to release them out of the prisons and to go forth into the streets to preach the name of Jesus? Oh, you forgot about that part, didn't you, America? It was God that sent forth the angels. It was God that sent forth the earthquake. And look at the people that got saved. God set the record straight time and time again through the hand of divinity as the natural yielded to the spiritual, so you could understand that the church understood its authority when they said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Nope. He gave the authority to the church to deal with the power of the enemy, and he just did that time and time again. Did Paul violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to obey those authorities who demanded that he abandon his missionary work? In fact, Paul spent almost as much time in jail as he did out of jail. And folks, do remember that every apostle of Christ except John was killed by hostile civil authorities who opposed their endeavors. They were at war with God. A lot of lights going on. I love it. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, man, I just read that. Oh, I never thought about it that way. Christians throughout history, church history, were imprisoned, tortured, or killed by civil authorities who will not be ruled by God for refusing to submit to their various unlaws and prohibitions. And why dictators are at war with God is because they want to be God, friends. It's real simple. So did all of these Christian martyrs violate God's principles of submission to authority? Absolutely not. When you look to the veteran memorials, friends, our veterans in this country, what were they doing? Were they violating law or were they obeying law? I'm talking about World War II. Were they violating law or were they obeying law? Because if it wasn't for those guys and it wasn't for our veterans, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have today. Oh, and I can hear somebody say, now, Bradley, what about those unconstitutional wars? Then I'd put it back on you and say, why did you allow your representatives to send your kids in the first place? There's unjust war, no question about it. There's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. No question about it. And I'll tell you where there's the Lord's wars. It's where man left off God's commandments when they had time to do it and they did it not. Then comes judgment and then comes war. Those are the Lord's wars. Judgment cometh, America. Judgment cometh to a disobedient people. So, even the great prophets, apostles, and writers of the Bible, including the writer of Romans chapter 13, understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. It is limited. And by the way, beyond that, we in the United States of America, we don't live under a monarchy. We have no king but King Jesus. There's no single governing official in this country. America's supreme law does not rest with any man or any group of men the way that you would have it, the way that they would have it to be. Law does not rest with any man or any group of men. America's supreme law does not rest with the president, the Congress, or even the Supreme Court. In America, the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land, one nation under God, the lawgiver. Folks, we're going to finish this up on the other side of this break. We got one more segment to go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You got Bradley Dean. We're going to take a quick break here. Be right back.
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're to overcome evil with good, not the other way around. And are we supposed to submit to it? No. You can find nowhere in Scripture where you are to subject yourself to anybody that would violate God's moral law. Just that simple. It's not difficult, friends. Common sense. You know, I teach my kids all the time what we do and what we don't do according to the Word of God. And we keep it pretty straight and narrow around here. Oh, Bradley, I pray for your narrow-mindedness. No, don't pray for my narrow-mindedness. Pray for more grace to stay narrow-minded. Because Jesus said straight and narrow is difficult is the way. And that leads to life. And we want to make sure that we stay on that path. Because we understand that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Chapter 11. So, to bring this forth, friends, I want to bring this together so you understand how this works. We in the United States of America do not live under a monarchy. We have no king. America's supreme law does not rest with any man or group of men, as I said earlier. Doesn't rest with the president, the Congress, or even the Supreme Court. In America, the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And it's interesting, those in government that are corrupt, they don't like when you make reference to the Constitution. We had a friend named Roscoe Bartlett in Maryland tell us the story that when he was on the floor in D.C., he was making reference to the Declaration and to the Constitution of the United States. He has two little pocketbooks. And the court recorder, the floor recorder, said to him, "So where did you get that information from?" You heard me right, friends. So this is how we would say, well, let's bring it together. Let's put it that way. Let's bring the two ways together, the two sciences that run together. "Let every soul be subject unto the United States Constitution, for there is no constitution but of God. The constitution that be is ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the Constitution resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For the Constitution is not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the Constitution? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For the Constitution is a minister of God to thee for good." As a matter of fact, friends, the Constitution of the United States is the great stumbling block to corruption concerning our representatives, if you know the difference. And a good portion of the American people don't know the difference, because, again, remember what Senator John Glenn said. He said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Folks, in other words, they're not lawful. They're null and void. They can't implement them, policies. So, "But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for the Constitution beareth not the sword in vain, for the Constitution is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for the Constitution is God's minister, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." I like that. So, Christians above all people should desire that their elected representatives submit to the Constitution, because it is the constitutional government that has done more to protect Christian liberty than any governing document ever devised by man, as I have noted. Biblical principles from the foundation of all three of America's founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. As a result, Christians in America, for the most part, have not had to face the painful decision to obey God rather than man and define their civil authorities up until last week. Because we have a bunch of sodomites on the Supreme Court bench that think that they're going to come in and defy God's moral law. And God's people in this country are standing up to them, and they are saying, "Oh, no, you don't." See, but the problem is the good people, they show mercy to the lawless. And that's your downfall, America. It's not good enough that you just impeach them. It's not good enough that you just indict them. It's good enough that they're charged, and they have to deal with the consequences of violating the law. Because until they understand the fear of God, they are not going to depart from evil. They're going to continue therein, in the evils that they commit on a daily basis. See, the problem in America today is that the American people have allowed their political leaders to violate their oaths of office and to ignore, blatantly disobey the supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution. Therefore, if we truly believe Romans chapter 13, we will insist and demand that our civil magistrates submit to the United States Constitution. Now, how many of us Christians are going to truly obey Romans chapter 13? Oh, my goodness. It's time for you to do it now, if ever there was a time that you needed to obey.
That's right. We need to obey in all of the areas that God has called us to be. We want to be lights in a dark world. For those of you who are just tuning in and haven't heard the update, for the past 12 days, ending on Labor Day, we were at the Minnesota State Fair being lights in a dark world. I tell you, we had all different kinds of people.
And shapes.
And smells. And sizes.
And colors.
And looks. And boy, oh boy. We talked to everyone from homosexuals to God haters to God lovers to fellow veterans to fellow believers to those who thought they knew more than the Constitution and the founding forefathers. But it was such an opportunity, because as I was telling people while I was there, you know, not everyone will step foot inside of a church building. Not everyone will go to a tea party, but you know what they'll do? They'll come to the state fair because they know they're going to get all the kind of entertainment and things that they desire there. And it was a great opportunity to be a light in a dark world. We were giving out gospel tracts, Bradley's testimony book. We were taking people through the way of salvation, giving people the truth that perhaps have never even heard it before.
Let me ask you something. People. How many conversations did you have, Stephanie, throughout the 12 days, 12 hours a day, friends, where they stood back with their mouth open as if to say, I didn't know that?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it over and over and over and over. They would laugh about something that they didn't know, and then once you told them the truth, all of a sudden there's a serious look on their face.
Like, wow, why wasn't I told that
I've seen
before?
It over and over and over again.
Yeah, especially because we like to have fun with people, too. And we'll say, spell the word shop, and they'll say S-H-O-P, and we'll say, do it one more time, and they'll say S-H-O-P. And we'll say, well, what do you do when you come to a green light, you? And they'll say, well, you S-T-O-P. And we'll say, you stop at a green light? And they're like, yeah. At a green light? Oh, no, you go. See, the point is we don't know everything. We have to stop and think about the lies that are being told to us on a daily basis through the media or whatever it might be. And when people start to slow down and think, they begin to get the answers correct because they're starting to use their brains. They're starting to think a little bit. They're starting to slow down. And that's what we want to do here at the Sons of Liberty. We want to get you to think. We want to shine the light of God's truth upon your heart, your mind, your conscience, that you might first repent before him, and secondly, get busy. Do what the Lord has called you to do. We're being lights in this dark world, no matter where we go.
As a matter of fact, Psalm 119 just came to my mind, verse 130. It says that the unfolding of your word gives light.
Absolutely.
The entrance of thy word giveth light.
And that's exactly what we were doing there. We were being lights in a dark world, but it doesn't stop there. I mean, we've been going, where people say, well, I might have to drive a little further, or I might have to spend a little more time doing this.
Don't tell us about how you have to drive an extra 5 minutes.
Right. Exactly.
Just don't do it.
We've driven about 150 miles a day for the past 12
every
days.
Day.
Working
every day.
12-hour days for the past 12 days. Not to mention, we continuously go forth with our work no matter where we're at. But we have no time for little whiners.
I remember when I first got into ministry 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember a preacher told me this, Bradley, ministry spells work, real ministry.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, spending time in the Word all day and just reading and going through the work, that's not at all what it's all about. No, there's, of course, that's first and foremost. We have to have the bread of life. And then what do? We go spend ourselves to the world. It is right on the money. It is work, and then work some more. And I mean, you have to stop and say, I have to do this now. I don't want to lose the works of the Lord. I don't want to lose the Lord of the works. I got to get back to the Lord to do some more works, but that's, I need to be refreshed by the Lord.
Yeah, we don't forget the Lord of our works as we're doing the works. But I tell you what, we are constantly doing, and we need your help to be able to continue to do what we do. It doesn't just end with us being at the state fair for 12 days. Now we're gearing up to go to Texas next week. And we're getting this word out there.
And the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. And then Minnesota. And, you know,
Minnesota.
You know, we're going to have a great girls event here in Minnesota. But please do support our work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and partner together with us to do this work, to further the gospel across the United States and also in 53 other countries as well. But sign up today. You give on a monthly basis what you can. Take a look at the membership. There's several different layers and levels of membership. Pick the one that works good for you, and please do support this work. And for those of you that can do a one-time donation, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Donations Gratefully Received. All your donations are tax-deductible. We cannot do this without your support.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk at you soon. And again, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. See ya!
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold sold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. 1496.